This is Radio Superior 1942, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1942. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1942. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock, standard wartime, on this mild Monday evening, April the 20th, 1942. Broadcasting from the KUWS radio studios in Superior, Wisconsin, the land of beautiful lakes. This is Jack McKenna speaking. Newsman Lou Martin is standing by with the latest war news. Rapid Ray Paulson has the sporting news. Harriet Farrick brings us news about our boys in the service. We have a special appearance from the vocational school's Inez Olson. And the upcoming Victory Institute for you ladies, with ways to make ends meet while helping the war effort. Now, Lou Martin has the Master Furrier's 6 o'clock news. Master Furrier's. If you don't know your furs, know your furrier. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening to you, sir, and to your listeners. In the wake of the U.S. bombing raids on four Japanese cities Saturday, the War Department remained silent about from where the bombers launched their attack. President Roosevelt cracked a smile and said, "From our base in Valhalla." The bombing runs are the first time ever that Japanese cities have been bombed. This has been a boost for U.S. morale, and also the first offensive move by the U.S. against the Japanese. General Douglas MacArthur has been named the Supreme Allied Commander of the Pacific Theater of Operations. This announcement came today after a three-hour conference with Australian Prime Minister John Curtin. The pair reached an agreement on the plan to, quote, "knock out the Japanese by a concentration of Allied strengths," unquote. The Australian Associated Press reports that the island nation is continuing to fortify with more American troops and weapons landing every day, which is heartening for those that are charged with the defense of Australia. Almost 2 weeks after the surrender of the defenders of Bataan, U.S. forces continue a desperate bid to hold out on four island forts off Bataan in the mouth of Manila Bay. The War Department is reporting that the island fortress of Corregidor was heavily bombed on Sunday, but Corregidor's big guns retaliated by knocking out gun positions at the end of Bataan Peninsula. It's not known how long American forces can hold out, since it's impossible to resupply Corregidor. 8,000 Japanese shock troops have been landed at the Philippine island of Panay. The War Department says this new invasion strikes this major sugar-producing island and will only report that fierce fighting does continue. Apparently, Cebu, the second largest city in the Philippines, has fallen to the Japanese. United States Flying Fortresses bombed the great Japanese invasion base at Rangoon yesterday. The War Department reports that this is the third major strike by U.S. forces in the Indian-Burmese Pacific Theater. U.S. Air Corps headquarters in New Delhi reports Nipponese troops reinforcement at Rangoon in what is believed to be preparations for a full offensive against India. Bombers struck many of the 40 troop transports carrying tens of thousands of Japanese soldiers. Meanwhile, reports out of Burma indicate a significant victory for Chinese forces. Chungking Radio reports that Chinese troops rushed the Irrawaddy Valley oil fields of Burma and broke through Japanese forces to free thousands of British troops encircled by the enemy. The Chinese victory relieves a tense situation for British imperial troops in Burma. And in the war against Germany, the first mass collaboration meeting between Vichy French Prime Minister Pierre Laval and the Nazis was bombed. A lone man threw a bomb through the window of the meeting place in Paris. The extent of injuries is not known. Meanwhile, Radio Moscow is warning that Laval's first move will be to turn over the great French war fleet to the Germans. Battleships and cruisers are docked along the Mediterranean and in North Africa. Master Furrier's news time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has a message from this fine local business.
Thank you, Lewis. If you don't know furs, No, you're Furrier. Where have you heard that slogan before? Well, from Master Furriers, 1225 Tower Avenue. Now more than ever, you should give your furs the care and protection they deserve. Every fur in our spacious vaults is fully protected against fire, heat, theft, dust, and moths. Circulating frigid air in our vaults preserves the natural oils in the pelts and adds luster and life to your precious furs. Scientific sterilization kills all germs, moths, and larvae. Compressed air blows out dust and grit before your furs are placed in storage vaults. All good reasons for bringing your furs to Master Furriers at 1225 Tower Avenue in Superior for storage. Lou?
Master Furriers news time is 6:08. The Army Recruiting Office in Superior says they're making a special effort to get teenagers to enlist in the service. Cecil Goldberg says the Army will now let 18- and 19-year-olds choose the branch of the service that they would like to join if they enlist now. Openings include the Infantry, Cavalry, Air Corps, Armored Forces, Corps of Engineers, and the Signal Corps. City Health Officer Dr. Mason says there's an outbreak of chickenpox in Superior. Of the 19 contagious diseases recorded during the past week, 18 were chickenpox. One was scarlet fever. The village of Solon Springs is calling an emergency meeting. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson is on the story.
Residents and people with cabins in Solon Springs, beware. The new owner of the 11 acres of land separating the lake and Omaha Railroad wants to clear-cut all the trees and sell the timber. That move by Duluthian A.J. Vila would take away the buffer between the lake and the busy railroad route. In Mr. Vila's defense, he says he needs the money. The town board will meet Tuesday night and hopes to raise enough money to buy the property from Mr. Vila and keep the Newell Tract in its natural state, Lou.
KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. The president of the Ashland School Board and the dean of Northland College, John Kendrigan, has been elected to head the Wisconsin School Board Association. He was elected in a two-day meeting in Milwaukee, replacing Racine School Board Chairman Samuel Myers. And now, how about this, Jack, and our good listeners? The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents will bestow an honorary doctorate degree on General Douglas MacArthur June the 1st. They'll do it over shortwave radio.
Well, since he's a little busy now, I suppose he can't make the trip to Madison.
Well, so I hear. General MacArthur's Wisconsin's roots are deep. He graduated from a high school in Milwaukee. He was appointed to West Point from Wisconsin. His father was born and died in this state. General MacArthur has radioed the Regents that he'd be delighted to receive the degree. And there's a local tie-in to all this. Old-timers in Ashland already know this, but Admiral William Leahy attended school in Ashland. Just recalled from his post as ambassador to France, Admiral Leahy may accept the degree for General MacArthur. UW Regent Walter Hodgkins of Ashland made the suggestion.
That's really something, Lou. Little old Ashland can call a former ambassador to France an admiral, a product of its school system. I did not know that.
Well, that's what I do, Jack. I tell people things that they don't already know.
Oh, that lets me out. And you do a great job of it, old buddy. KUWS radio newsman Lou Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Ta-da! Folks, it's spring and we have a mild, if not short, forecast for this Monday, April 20th, 1942, from the United States Weather Bureau. Partly cloudy tonight and a low of 35 degrees. Today's high was 45, and it's been nice around the Midwest. Green Bay, for example, recorded a high today of 52 degrees. Chicago, 49. Detroit, 48. And hey, the hot spot was Minneapolis-St. Paul, with a high of 63 today. Let's swing-a-ling to the fine music of Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm orchestra and that old feeling on Station KUWS.
night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Fine sounds of Shep Fields, vocal by Bob Godet, on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Well, oh well, let's turn the page now to the sporting news with our own man on the sporting wheel, Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray.
Thank you, Jack, and good evening, fans of the sporting news. The Superior Blues hold their first workout Friday as ballplayers head to Minong for spring camp. Blues manager Art Hauger will inspect his latest crop for the upcoming Northern League season. Blues president Jim Dugan says the parent club, the Chicago White Sox, will be sending some players, but he wants young men from Upper Wisconsin to know they'll get every chance to make the club. Big leaguers from both the junior and senior circuits are sending our boys in the service all kinds of baseball equipment. Almost 25,000 bats and balls and gloves and whatnot have already been collected. And Baseball Commissioner Ford Frick says they'll be put into bundles and shipped to bases and camps all over the country and the world. Can't forget the boys stationed in Ireland or Australia. Speaking of donations, big league owners are pledging $100,000 to war relief using proceeds from this summer's two All-Star games. Even the baseball writers, not known for picking up many tabs, have passed the hat for $1,000 to the cause. And last but not least, sporting fans, picture this. The Babe and Gary Cooper in the same movie. No joshing, folks. Back from a recent bout with pneumonia, Ruth plays himself in a flick set for release later this year called Pride of the Yankees. I can't wait. And the Iron Horse deserves to be remembered. Well, that's the sporting news. Remember, everyone loves a good sport.
I don't know. The Babe might show up, Gary Cooper. He's a real scene stealer. Hey, thanks, Ray. Inez Olson will be joining us soon, ladies. She's got important news about ways you can help the war effort and keep your family healthy. Back to the swinging sounds of our time, Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Apple tree with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. No, no, no. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Till I come marching home.
Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me.
Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me, no, no, no. Don't go walking down Lover's Lane with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
I just got word from a guy who heard from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet, and it fits you to a T. So
don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home.
Up with those lips of yours to anyone else but me, anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 watch the girls on the foreign shores. You'll have to report to me when you come marching home. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. You better be true to me. Don't hold anyone on your knee. You're getting a third degree when you come marching home. You're on your own where there is no phone, and I can't keep tab on you. Be fair to me, I'll guarantee this is one thing that I'll do. I won't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but you till you come marching home.
Oh, very, very good. Glenn Miller, singing by Marion Hutton, Tex Beneke and the Modern Airs on station KUWS. And it's always an honor, at least for me, to listen to Glenn Miller. If you're looking for a fine time with fine dancing and dining and all that good stuff, next Sunday evening, look no farther than Superior's Gitchinaji Club in Billings Park. They have great food and an enjoyable dinner dance every Sunday. Dial 4501, the Gitchinaji Club, Superior's finest.
Speaking of Superior's finest, Jack, the first appearance of the Gitche-Gumee Boy Scouts Emergency Corps will be on Friday at the Superior State Teachers College gym. These are the best of the Boy Scouts. They're all at least 15 years old, and all 30 of them have completed 10 weeks of special training.
And I assume this is more than helping little old ladies across the street?
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. I'm sure the boys will keep on doing that. But you know they're trained in drilling, marching, first aid, and they have to know 9 knots. They're able to climb an 18-foot rope in 15 seconds.
Hoo-wee, I never could climb a rope for 1 second. Hey, but I'm good at rope burns.
You know, they're also trained in fighting fires, personnel, public health, and they'll help in civil defense just in case.
Pretty impressive for 15 and 16-year-old boys.
Scoutmaster Tom Patterson, Tom Murphy, J.E. Sutherland, Herb Schreck, and D.J. Wheaton are the ones who put in all this training work. It'd be a fine thing for citizens to turn out Friday and watch the special Gitche-Gumee Corps drill. Byron Johnson and James Sauter and the Boy Scouts, they're the Boy Scouts that will lead the troop.
Congratulations, boys. That kind of dedication needs to be honored with this music. For you scouts dedicated to being prepared, 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 prepared. The motto of a Boy Scout, and kind and courteous, and you guys know the rest. Well, here's Dick Hames and Helen Forrest, and It Had to Be You on station KUWS.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross, but try to be false, but they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still, it had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be me, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do.
For nobody else gave me a thrill with all your faults. I love you still.
It had to be you, wonderful you.
The smooth musical sounds of Dick Hames and Helen Forrest for the Boy Scouts on the Martin and McKenna Show on KUWS. Everyone needs to do their part, and it seems most everyone is doing what they can.
And then some. That's why Miss Inez Olson is here. Welcome, Miss Olson. It's good of you to come by.
Thank you, Lou. If Jack thinks Mr. Raffley is tough, he needs to come by and meet some of the wives and mothers of soldiers who are in the service. There's no nonsense from these good women. Their mind is set, their mission is clear, and they will meet their goals.
I don't doubt that. You don't mess with the security of the home front.
Miss Olson is an instructor at the Superior Vocational Institute and is the chairman of the Civil Defense Health and Welfare Committee of Douglas County. And Miss Olson, you're directing the Victory Institute this week.
We're expecting 500 women to turn out. You know, this is so important to the war effort, with rationing of food, clothing, tires, and whatnot. We all have to make do with what we have now and leave some extra to buy defense stamps.
The increase in taxes to support the war effort is increasing the cost of living for everyone, isn't it?
Indeed it is. It wasn't too long ago a mother of four could get all of her food shopping for a week for $15. Those days are long gone, and we have to adapt.
I know what you mean. Did you see a pound of liver is now up to 18 cents a pound? And a big can of pork and beans is 15 cents now.
Yes, Jack. That reminds me. We'll not only be discussing ways to stretch the household budget, but we'll have experts in to talk about a healthy diet. This is for women, Jack, but we could make an exception in your case if you'd like to attend.
I don't think that's a good idea, Miss Olson.
Here, here. Just try to get a good price on Limburger cheese. You can't.
About those experts, Miss Olson.
Gene Berthume will start things off. He's the head of the Superior Retail Grocers Association. And Dr. James will speak on physical fitness for civilians.
Maybe you should attend, Jack.
This will be an all-day event, and ladies from all over Upper Wisconsin are signing up. I encourage those who haven't to call the vocational school and do so immediately. Remember, the home is the first line of defense and will not be impaired.
Well, your services are appreciated, Miss Olson, and we're happy to help you get the word out anytime. And I mean that.
I've heard from Harriet that you're a special guy, Lou.
He's our special guy. Thanks, Miss Olson.
You're special in your own way, Jack. Good evening.
Right. and good evening. Let's have some fun now and listen to Ray Noble and his orchestra by the light of the silvery moon on The Voice from the Head of the Lakes station KUWS.
By the light.
Honeymoon,
keep us shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon. By the light of that silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey baby. I'll croon love's true honeymoon. Keep on a shining in June. Your silvery beams bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
Yes, good listeners, you could jitterbug to that one right there in your own front yard. Well, to be less spectacular, your living room. That's the British maestro, Ray Noble, chorused by Snooky Lanson and the boys. Hey, if you like the Martin and McKenna show, be sure to pass the word. Tell a friend to tune us in. Where else can they hear this great music and news of the war but on FM 91.3?
Now we have our regular feature, Boys in the Service. Our multi-talented Harriet Feurig has the latest.
Wait a second, Lou. No offense, Harriet, but how can you get the lowdown on what our local boys are up to?
Well, I'll answer that, Jack. No one, and I mean no one, is more connected to the mothers and sisters of this region than Harriet. And how better to find out about our local boys than from their families?
Families are our source of strength during these trying times, Jack. And thank you, Lewis. You're too modest. When it comes to having the best sources, you win, hands down.
No, Harriet, I don't like disagreeing with you. You know that, but you are the best.
Oh, for crying out loud, why does this always happen between you two? Lou, you're the best, and Harriet, you're even better. Now can we continue?
Sorry.
Never mind, Lewis. Jack's just in one of his moods again.
I've never heard two people carry on like this.
Clara Nichols of North 16th Street just heard from her brothers, Donald and Ralph Nichols. Ralph is a private manning the coastal artillery at Fort Scott in California, protecting the mainland. And Donald is with the Air Corps training program in Newark, New Jersey. Mrs. Mary Christensen of South Range just heard from her son, Private First Class John Christensen. He enlisted a year ago and is stationed at Fort Benning. Mrs. Christensen thinks her boy will be shipped out soon. Mr. and Mrs. Carl Anderson heard from their son, Glenn. The Andersons live in Station B outside of Superior, and they're proud to say Glenn is doing well, also training for the Air Corps at Chanute Field, Illinois. And Mr. and Mrs. John Golden of Belknap Street are enjoying the company of their son, Private John Golden. He's home on furlough from Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. We're all proud of these young men, Lewis.
Yes, we are, Harriet. Good job. Great work.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Jack.
Anyway, you know, some movie stars are signing up. 24-year-old actor William Holden entered the service Saturday as a member of the Signal Corps. And one of your favorites, Jack, Ronald Reagan.
Oh, my gosh, the Gipper. We can't lose with the Gip in this war.
He's reporting at Fort Mason for active duty as a lieutenant in the cavalry with the U.S. Army. Lieutenant Reagan is married to actress Jane Wyman and is the father of one-year-old daughter, Maureen.
Good luck, Lieutenant Reagan. Be careful out there. We need good movies. And that does it. It's time to sign off for now. We'll be back, of course, same time, same place on your radio dial. Up next is Fred Waring, then News of the World. And tomorrow morning we sign on at 6 o'clock with Finnish Favorites, followed by the Finnish News. And then Clifton Utley with the news. For Lou Martin, then, this is Jack McKenna, reminding you to do your share and buy war bonds. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1942, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Kathy Loxo. All events reported on Radio Superior 1942 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.